This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that they agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. The Prime Minister also held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumara Dissanayake yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation and enhancing regional security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the centre in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Modi said that the 7 empowered groups will deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains and inflation.
भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है. 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है. ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन, पेट्रोल डीजल, फर्टिलाइजर, गैस, महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने का काम करेंगे.
The Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solution to the restoration of peace in West Asia. He also said India is in constant touch with all parties, including Iran, Israel and the United States, to stress de-escalation. Government has assured that there is a sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Special Secretary of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, reiterated that no ports are facing congestion and the government is ensuring that maritime trade continues without disruption. External Affairs Ministry's Additional Secretary, Gulf, Asim R. Mahajan, said that ensuring the safety, security and well-being of the large Indian community in the Gulf and the West Asia region is our utmost priority. Air India and Air India Express will together operate a combined total of 26 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. In a social media post, Air India said that both carriers will continue operating their respective scheduled services to and from Jeddah with a total of 8 flights between India and Jeddah. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has announced that the government plans to establish a new think tank, Delhi Institutional Think Tank, DITI, on the lines of Niti Aayog. She said new semiconductor and drone policies will be introduced to position the city as a hub for advanced technology and manufacturing. During the presentation of Budget 26-27, the Chief Minister also announced that to improve governance, 13 mini secretariats will be set up at a cost of 100 crore rupees to offer integrated public services. The Gujarat Assembly has passed the Uniform Civil Code Bill with majority voice vote after a marathon debate of more than 7 hours yesterday. The bill proposes a common legal framework to govern marriage, divorce, succession and live-in relationships irrespective of religion. The first Khelo India Tribal Games will begin in Chhattisgarh today. The games, which will continue till April 3, will feature events in 7 sports disciplines. And that is the end of this news bulletin.